morning to everyone. Good to see you. As Norman says, last Sunday of the year, and yet the chance wonderfully to gather, listen to this from one of the Psalms right at the end of the Psalter. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, his praise in the assembly of the saints. And then let Israel, and of course Israel's just the Old Testament church, let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the people of Zion, another name for the Old Testament church, let the people of Zion be glad in their King. And we want to do exactly the same. We want to rejoice in our Maker. We want to be glad in our King, and in particular, this King that has come amongst us in Jesus to reign, to rescue, to restore. So let's sing his praise together. We're going to begin with angels from the realms of glory. Wing your flight through all the earth. Let's sing together.
Thank you.
Well, let's respond to that invitation. Let's speak to God in prayer together. Let us pray. That is indeed a wonderful invitation you have issued to us, Lord God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and we thank you that it finds an echo within our hearts, and we do indeed want to come and worship. We want to come and worship and praise. We want to praise you, Heavenly Father, as the one ultimately responsible for Christmas, as the one who took that original decision to send your Son, your beloved Son, into the world, as Jesus, the Savior. We thank you that you are a sending God, a missionary God. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you gladly, willingly came to join our ranks, the ranks of human beings, to be born for us, to live for us, to fight for us against all the powers of evil, the forces of darkness, and to die and to rise again for us as our substitute, as our representative. We thank you that you step down into this world, a world that in so many ways is full of darkness, a world of spiritual resistance and rebellion, and yet you came not to condemn, but to save, to rescue. And how we thank you for that dignity that you have bestowed upon our humanity, that humanity that we had defiled and made dirty with our selfishness, our sinfulness, our rebellion. But you wore it like a royal robe. And what hope you have given us, what grace and truth and goodness and kindness and compassion and generosity radiated from you. Please then come among us today and teach us further about yourself. And you too, Holy Spirit, we praise you as the one by whom Jesus was conceived and in whose power he lived and died and was raised again. May you come amongst us too, awaken us to the Lord Jesus and his word, that we might respond rightly to him as we read and think on that word. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, our great and gracious God, we praise you together in Jesus' name. Bless us, we ask, for his name's sake. Amen. Well, we're going to do one or two things this morning, but we want to begin by reading together from God's Word. This is kind of our text for the day. It's these famous words from the beginning of John's Gospel, John chapter 1, and Marilyn's going to come and read them for us.
Our reading is from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 18. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him, nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. There came a man who was sent from God. His name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all men might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to every man was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testifies concerning him. He cries out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.'" From the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known. Thanks be to God for his word.
Okay, well, that's all about Jesus in one way or another. And we're going to sing again about him, Jesus, joy of the highest heaven. Okay, well, Boys and girls, particularly, it's good to see you here. I know you're on holiday at the moment, but good to see you here. And some of you'll remember, the Christmas jigsaw that we looked at last Sunday morning. Seems a long time ago since then. A lot happened since then. Christmas has come, for one thing. But does anybody, if you do remember this, anybody remember any of the bits that are missing here? Some of the pieces are missing. Any of you remember, these are all people, characters in the story of Jesus, the story of Christmas. Do you remember any of this missing, Orla? Do you remember? Say it again. Star, yes. No, the star is here. Wait a minute, let me see if I can find the star. I think, let me see. We've got a star here. We do. There's a star, that's right. So the star goes, is that right? Up here, I think. Yep. Okay. Any others missing? Yes, Krista? Wise man. That's right. That was you, wasn't it? Yeah. It was, wasn't it? Yeah, that's right. So you shouldn't forget that one. Wise man. All right, okay, there's the wise man. Wise men. Okay. Two more. Any others? Two more? Emily?
Mary?
Yeah, we've got. Oh, where's Mary? Yep, here she is. Okay. Right, got Mary. There we go. Last one. Well done, Fraser. Yeah, Joseph, that's right. So, yeah, Joseph. All of these characters in the Christmas story, all, see, they're all pointing to Jesus, from the prophets, the angels, Mary, Joseph. Well, Caesar Augustus, he didn't know he had a part in the story, but he did. He had to get Jesus to Bethlehem, didn't he? Shepherds, yes. So all of these, right. And we said, I don't know if you remember, we said we wanted to keep Jesus right in the center. Because remember we said nobody else fits in the center. None of these pieces, we took some of these pieces out and tried them in the center there, they wouldn't fit. Nothing fits. You've got to have Jesus at the center for Christmas to make sense. We want to keep him at the center. And we want to think this morning, well, why? Why do you want to keep him at the center? Why? Well, okay, yeah, Orla, yeah. No, Orla, I'm happy for you to try and tell me. Yeah, because of who he is and what he's come to do. And we want to think about that this morning, who he is and what he's come to do. And that's what John is talking about in that wonderful passage there. He's reminding us that Jesus is different from all these other folks here. He's different. He's the one who never had a beginning. Those words right at the beginning of John that tells us that he was with God. He was the Word of God. He was the Son of God, but he was God. He was God. That's the most amazing thing, that Jesus was God, the Son. And then he came here into our humanity. This is why Christmas is just so amazing, that Jesus, the Son of God, became a baby, became a human being. And why did he do that? Because our world had forgotten. This is one of the craziest things about our world, one of the saddest things, one of the darkest thing about our world is that, as John says, doesn't recognize its God. And in fact, when he comes amongst us, we reject him. But Jesus came, John says, so that anyone who would receive him and believe in his name he would give the right to become a child of God, just what we were singing about there, to make strangers a child of God. And that's why it's vital, because nobody else can do these things. There is nobody. If you want to know what God is like, if you want to find God, you can only find him in Jesus. That last verse that Marilyn just read to us, no one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only. He means Jesus. He has made him known. He's made God known to us. He's come to bring us to God, to make us children of God as we believe him, as we receive him. And that's why it's so important to keep him at the center, because there's no one like him, and there's no one who can do what he can do. Okay, so we're going to think a little more in a moment about that. We're going to sing again about the Lord's coming, the one that we sung on Christmas Day. This is joy to the world, joy to the world, the Lord has come. But it's the one with actions, so we sing it to the video, and you'll follow the actions as we sing along to it, okay? But you'll need to stand for this, okay?
Joy to the world! Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive a king. Let every heart prepare him room. And heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ. While fields and floods, rocks, hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy. He's the King of Kings, he's the promised one, he is hope and life for all who come. He's the Prince of Peace, he is God the Son. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness and wonders of his love. Of his love and wonders, wonders of his love. He's the King of Kings, he's the promised one, he is hope and life for all who come. He's the Prince of Peace, he is God the Son. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Good, good. A lot of actions there too. That was good. That's a great song. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. Right. Well, this morning also we've got something a little bit different. But we've got this morning the Martin family with us. Tom and Rachel and the girls will be known to some here, but maybe not to everyone. But they're I'm going to get Tom up actually. We pray for this family regularly on a Wednesday at our prayer times and in our prayer notes. And some of you will have seen that from our prayer notes, but some of you will never have seen Tom before, and Rachel and the girls are there. But I thought, since they're here, up here for a week or so, I thought it would be nice just to catch up with Tom. So Tom, welcome.
Thank you.
Rachel and the girls, welcome. Good to see you. So tell us where you are, what you're doing, Tom, and just kind of introduce, especially to those who maybe don't know you.
Well, it's very good to be here. We were here 2 years ago, so it's nice to be back. We're down in a place called Smethwick, which is 4 miles west of Birmingham city centre. We've been there 3.5 years, and it's a church. It's basically a church plant, but there was already a church there, but it was pretty much dead. So we went there 3.5 years ago to try and gather a team of people to ask God that God might breathe new life into this church. So Rachel, 3 girls, Molly, Charlotte, and Hannah, and we're doing that with the team there.
Okay. Now, how many people have been to Smethwick here? No. Okay. So listen, if somebody from Inverness walked into West Smethwick, or what kind of differences might they see, Tom?
There are a lot of differences. It's within the 10% least deprived places in the UK. So that you'd see the deprivation there. There's a lot of crime. Hopefully you'd walk away with your purse again after being there. There's a lot of rubbish and a lot of darkness that you might not feel on your first visit there, but just it's a place that's so obviously everywhere every person needs Jesus, but it's a place that very obviously needs Jesus. It's very religious, so you might see large gurdwaras, Sikh temples with big golden domes, or mosques, or Hindu temples, because there are a lot of South Asians there, plus more recent immigrants. Next to the church building there, lots of flats with asylum seekers, so you've got people there from... you've got Kurds, Iranians, people from different parts of the world. So multicultural, deprived, just it's a place that feels dark and, very obviously needs the Lord Jesus.
Mm. Yeah, so, and in those 3.5 years or so, Tom, so what's kind of encouraged you? What have you seen happen?
I think we've definitely been encouraged the last year, and just Christmas was an encouraging time. We had we started a Thursday morning cafe to welcome in the community, anyone who wants to come, but also those who want to learn some English. We've got an English language teacher there, and that's been just going a couple of months. And there've been a few Pakistani ladies coming along to that to learn some English, and they then came along to a Christmas craft event. They invited friends. There were a couple of families from school links at that same thing. So just, I think it was the start of seeing the local community, us getting to know them a bit, them coming into something. And it's going to be a very long road. If you think about Pakistani ladies, for them to choose Jesus, it's going to, obviously the Holy Spirit, but I think it's going to take a long time of them being able to see how much more glorious Jesus is to the darkness of their very strong community. That it's not just going to be a simple case, Jesus is true, therefore I'm going to accept him. That they're part of a community where if they were going to choose Jesus, they would be turning their back on everything. Mm-hmm. And they might be in danger from their husband, their father. So I think encouragements just to see just the start of links with the community and people getting to know people who need Jesus, but then seeing how it's going to take a lot of patience, building relationships, loving people, sharing the good news of Jesus with them.
Mm. And maybe in that, your my kind of final question, but maybe you're telling me, answering it almost, but challenges or things we could particularly pray for you and Rachel and the girls.
So I think, patience and perseverance, just to keep going, loving people, getting alongside them, and pointing them to Jesus, showing how glorious he is. We're a small core of mature believers. So people are coming on Sunday mornings. People are coming in from the local community.
On a Sunday, what sort of numbers would you have, Tom?
So we have about 40. A third to a half of those would be kids. I don't know if that's right, Rachel, but at least a third will be young people. And So that people are coming in and they're sitting under the Word of God, which is really good to see. But I think very few mature believers. So for God to raise up more workers, for people who are coming in, for God's Word to work by His Holy Spirit in their hearts to bring faith and bring a closer walk with Jesus. And for us, I suppose, there are lots of kids in the church, compared to the size of the congregation. And for those kids to know that Jesus, as they see the brokenness of the world around, to know that Jesus is the one that they need to know for themselves. Mm-hmm. And for me and Rachel to keep knowing the joy of the Lord as we serve there.
Okay, Tom. Well, listen, thank you.
Thank you.
And listen, do take the chance to speak with these folks afterwards, and we will. We support the work just with some of our giving and also with prayer, and we want to continue to do that through this coming year. Okay, let's, we'll think about that later, maybe in prayer, but let's sing again. Lord, you are rich beyond all splendor, yet for our sakes, for love's sakes, became so poor. Let's sing these wonderful words together. Okay, I want to use this board again. We've been thinking there about the Christmas story, but I want us to bring this up to date now. And I want us to think about, if I can get this right, think so. Hope so. Whoops, not quite. Where's that one going? It is. Yeah, I wanted to think about the story of. So just. There we go. Right, so. Oh, that's a wee bit squint. Hold on. Think about the story of 2024. Because you remember, boys and girls, that's what's coming, isn't it? 2024? I think so. There we go. Hopefully, it's not going to hold, is it? There, right, okay. So, story of 2024. What are you looking forward to in 2024? Anybody got any ambitions, dreams, wishes for 2024? Nobody, okay. Oh, well, that'll be another year. Yes, we'll just do as always. Well, I want you to think about, oh, that's gone a bit squint, isn't it? Never mind. I want you to think about, well, in your story of 2024, where are you going to be? In the middle? Or where? I wonder. I think this would be better. That might be me. Okay, let's take that as me. And then, well, oh no, I'm wrong. I'm wrong. That's right. Sorry, me's not there. I think you's there. That's right, you's there. Oh. Ah. So what's happened? Me stolen the piece of blue tack. No, that's you. Okay. And me, I think. No, I think me's there. This is complicated. Too much to remember. Right. There we go. I think so. Right. And then. Us will do there, I think. Think he will. Whoop. Right, and then all. Right, well, hopefully that's going to stay. Oh, that's just gone a bit squint, isn't he? We have. Okay. I want us to think about this and your story, my story, our story of 2024. And again, we've been thinking about, we want to keep Jesus, just as Jesus is at the center of the Christmas story, we want to put him at the center of our story, my story, your story, our story, everyone's story in 2024. And why do we want to keep him in the center? Well, again, that's what I want us to think about. Why? And we've been thinking about over Christmas, yes, we've been thinking about Jesus as the gift, the gift. We thought about him as the undeserved gift. We thought about him, and that was really what our Christmas jigsaw was about the planned gift, all these different people that God had planned to play a part in his story. We thought about him on Christmas Day as the indescribable gift. And there's one last aspect, and this is so important as we head into 2024. One last aspect to that gift. There's lots of other aspects we could think about, but one last that I want to think about. And maybe I can introduce it this way. I got to watch, one of the things that I got to do over the Christmas holidays was to watch a film with one of my granddaughters that I might not have watched otherwise. Cinderella. How many of you have seen that film with Lily, whatever her name is, Cinderella? If you haven't seen it, you should see it. I love Cinderella. It's a great story. It's a great film. And you know, boys and girls, you know the story of Cinderella, that she's a servant girl, really. She's living in the home of her horrible stepmother and her stepsisters, and they keep her down. Remember that? They just make her do everything, and she lives in rags, and she's lost her mum and dad. But then remember, there's a ball. Do you remember the story? There's a ball. And everyone's invited to the ball, and her stepmother's determined that she won't get to the ball, but she's got a fairy godmother, Cinderella does, and the fairy godmother gives us this beautiful dress. That's the dress that she goes to the ball in. She gets this beautiful dress, and she gets this wonderful carriage, and she goes to the ball, and of course the ball is so that there's a prince who's going to be king, and he's looking for a wife. And so Cinderella comes in like that, into the ball, and the prince thinks she's wonderful, and he dances with her all night, and he speaks to her all night. He can't take her eyes off her all night. But then remember, the fairy godmother said to her, "But you've got to be home by midnight," and she forgets about that. And as they're talking, suddenly she hears the bell ring. And she says, I've got to go. And so she runs away, and the prince, well, he doesn't even know who she is. And she runs, and she doesn't even get a chance to find out who she is. And then he just says, "Well, I've got to find this girl." And the only thing she's left behind, does anybody know the story? It's a glass slipper. And she thinks, "Yeah, that's right, Hannah. Is that what you got to say? Glass slipper, that's right." And so he goes out searching for this girl that he's lost and wanting to find her. And it's the bit, and really, you really got to see this. It's the bit when he finds her and there's a proposal. And of course, he's never seen, the last time he saw her, she was dressed like that. But this time, he finds her, and she's dressed in rags. And she has to say to him, Your Majesty, will you take me as I am?" "I am no princess," she says. "I have no carriage. I have no parents. I have no dowry. I've nothing. Will you take me as I am?" And he says, "Yes." He says, "Yes." But the amazing thing about this is, you see, what she knows is, I bring nothing to this marriage. The prince brings everything. He's got the wealth. He's got the money. He's got the power. He's got the position. She's got nothing. But he takes her. And every time I see that, I think, that's just like us with Jesus. We bring nothing. And he's got everything. He's got everything that we need. And he takes us. And I want us just to think about that. What does Jesus bring to us, we who have nothing when we come to him, when we trust him. And to help us think about that, I brought another of these boxes, and I just need somebody to come out and help me with one simple thing here. Fraser, Orla, come on. Would you mind, Fraser, I just took Orla, that'll be fine. Orla, you'll do this well, I know you will. Orla, can you just pull on that? See that little tag? You just pull on it. That's it? Can you read what that says?
Grace.
Grace, that's right. That's what Jesus brings. This is all, everything that Jesus brings. Orla, you'll need to stand over there, I think. Stand this way, out here. Is that right? Looking at me, though. Good girl. Right. Okay, so grace, that just means unmerited favor, okay? Just God's blessing. We can't deserve it. Unmerited, right? You need to pull a little more. Keep going. Truth. Can you see that? Truth. That's what John, no, you need to hold on to it. You need to keep holding it, right? Truth, that's what Jesus, full of grace and truth. Jesus will never tell you anything that's not true, right? Orla, keep going. Keep going, keep going, keep going. Well, there's another one, love. He brings love, an indescribable love that will give itself, give himself for us. Right, Orla, keep going. No, keep, I think you move. Okay, you go down the steps, okay? Can you do this? I think you can. He brings righteousness. Now, that's a big word. But he brings, what he does to us is he gives us the record of everything that he's done. The life that he's lived, that's as if it's ours. His righteousness, right? Keep going. No, you have to keep going away. You have to keep moving away. Down the stairs. You go down the steps. You need to start walking towards the door in a minute. Yeah, you will. Here's wisdom, wisdom. We need wisdom. You need wisdom to know the right thing to do. Keep going. What else have we got here? Power. We need power. There's so many times we're weak in life and we need his power, and he brings it. He gives it. Keep going, Orla. Keep going. Goodness. We need that too. He's only ever going to be good to us. He can't be anything else, right? Keep going. Faithfulness. We need that too, especially when we are unfaithful. All of that, right? So just keep going, Orla. Because what I want you to see is, yep, no, keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Bye-bye, Orla. Keep going. Keep going. Right, you stop there. Stop there, but I want you to see, boy and girl, and this is so important, he's just the gift that keeps on giving. All these things that we've thought about, his grace, his truth, his love, his righteousness, his faithfulness, his goodness, his wisdom. There's no end to these things. And there isn't a person in this room who doesn't need to know that. Because in 2024, there's going to be dark and difficult days. There's going to be days that will be painful and puzzling. There's going to be days when you're going to fall and you're going to fail. And you need to know that Jesus is the gift that keeps on giving. And if you've got something other than Jesus at the center of your life, then on those days in particular, whatever is there will disappoint you, will let you down. But he won't, because he's full of all these things that you and I really need and will need throughout 2024. He's the gift that keeps on giving. And just how far, well, Orla, you could be home, I think, just about before, but we'll just leave it there. Well, we just want to lay that down. And you can return to Mom. That's a good girl. Thank you. There's a lovely, I wanted to leave you with this. That's what John is saying, or something of what John is saying when he says, from the fullness of his grace, we have all received one blessing after another. Or we've all received grace upon grace. And we need to know that. Somebody once said this. This is my last quote, or it's not quite a quote, but that Jesus is like a fountain. He's a fountain of all these things, overflowing, ever flowing. Out of the measureless fullness of grace and truth, of wisdom and power, of goodness and love, of righteousness and faithfulness, God's people may draw all their needs, for all their needs may draw on him and for the hope of life to come. Remember, he's the gift that keeps on giving. From the fullness of his grace, we've all received one blessing after another. May that be the story for each of us of 2024. Well, let's sing again. Rejoice in his goodness and grace. Joy has dawned upon the earth.
Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, you are worthy to receive all honor and glory and praise. Thank you for Jesus Christ, the centerpiece. Jesus Christ, the cornerstone, eternal creator of everything. We thank you that Jesus did not only create us, but he bought us with a price, his own precious blood on the cross of Calvary. Thank you that in Christ Jesus, we have become a new creation. We are amazed. What a wonderful Savior we have. May we show forth his glory in the ages to come. Open our eyes to see you more. Open our ears to hear your voice more. Open our hearts to understand your desire for our lives. And may we live lives that are pleasing to you. We ask for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, I'll hear our words to sing as we conclude our time together and also as we go into a new year, as with gladness, men of old. Pray for one another in the saying of the grace together. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.